Menopause policy is one of the last taboo issues for women. The menopause is now getting the attention it deserves. In 2014, I, along with other trade union caseworkers in the National Education Union, had identified that older women were being targeted by managers for capability issues. Nikki Downs and myself, both Socialist Party members, wrote a motion for our conference leading to policy and advice documents which were taken up by other trade unions and the Trade Union Congress on the menopause. At the Labour Party conference recently, I was pleased to see Dawn Butler, Labour's Shadow Equalities Minister, announced that companies with more than 250 employees are to be required to train managers on the effects of the menopause, so they can accommodate the needs of employees. As well as this, they would need to look at their sickness absence policies to ensure women were not discriminated against. Thousands of women suffering from the impact of the menopause could therefore be protected from discrimination. However, the limit on 250 employees would mean that many women would not be protected, and that cannot be fair. All women need protection and better working conditions with proper ventilation and access to regular breaks. We need much more research into the menopause and how it impacts on women. Access to earlier retirement, shorter working weeks and flexible working without a loss in income would also help all workers, but especially women. The taboo is broken. Now we have to fight for our rights. Jane Ellist, Coventry.